Hello， 通勤家族，感谢大家在 Apple Podcast 上的五星评论以及留言鼓励，也欢迎大家有节目建议或者技术问题可以来信到 ask15mins@gmail.com。由于 Apple Podcast 只提供单向留言，John老师就无法回应留言或者是与你互动咯。All right, let's start with today's Daily English Shadowing article. Omicron less likely to cause long COVID, UK study. The Omicron variant of coronavirus is less likely to cause long COVID than previous variants, according to the first peer-reviewed study of its kind from the UK.Researchers at King's College London, using data from the ZOE COVID Symptom Study app, found the odds of developing long COVID after infection were 20 to 50% lower during the Omicron wave in the UK compared to Delta. The figure varied depending on the patient's age and the timing of their last vaccination. Long COVID, which includes prolonged symptoms ranging from fatigueto brain fog, can be debilitating and continue for weeks or months. It is increasingly being recognized as a public health problem, and researchers have been racing to find out if Omicron presents as a big risk of long COVID as previously dominant variants. The study from King's is believed to be the first academic research to show Omicron does not present as great a risk of long COVID,But that does not mean long COVID patient numbers are dropping, the team said. While the risk of long COVID was lower during Omicron, more people were infected, so the absolute number now suffering is higher. It's good news, but please don't decommission any of your long COVID services, lead researcher Dr. Claire Steves told Reuters, appealing to health service providers.The UK's Office for National Statistics said in May that 438,000 people in the country have long COVID after Omicron infection, representing 24% of all long COVID patients. It also said the risk of lingering symptoms after Omicron was lower than with Delta, but only for double vaccinated people. It found no statistical difference for those who were triple vaccinated.In the King's research, 4.5% of the 56,003 people studied during Omicron's peak, December 2021 through March 2022, reported long COVID. That compared to 10.8% of 41,361 people during the Delta wave, from June to November 2021.It did not compare vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals. While the study, published in the Lancet Journal on Thursday last week, compared Delta and Omicron, Dr. Steve said previous work had showed no substantial difference in long COVID risk between other variants. More work was needed to establish why Omicron may have a lower long COVID risk, the team added. Thanks for tuning in!记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ，Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。